You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
Super Rugby Opiki, the final is today. It's at 4 o'clock, and we're joined now by a Blues outside bench cover player. Renee Woodman-Wickliffe joins us, and I expect being on the bench is one thing, but you must be awfully, awfully twitchy being on the bench, wanting to get into the action, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got the message or called in, there was a lot of anxiety, and a lot of excitement just to be called in for cover. And to be able to play alongside these ladies now, there's definitely a lot more excitement going into this final.
How important is it with someone like you being involved in the team that knows what it takes at that pointed end of it? Because, of course, you've been involved in 3 World Cup triumphs with the Black Ferns, so you understand the pressure of finals plainly.
Yeah, I think I'm very lucky that I've been in a lot of finals and been amongst the pressure. And, you know, I'm a little bit older now, so I've understood what pressure looks like, how it feels like, and I've taken that as a privilege. So pressure is a privilege. So to be able to be amongst this group, and it's a young group, and to be able to share those experiences with them and what I've learnt in those pressured moments, that's just what I'm about, is to try and give back and share what I can to help these girls get through it. So, and you know, these girls have done really well anyway. They're switched on, and it's actually the other way around. There's times now where I've been out for a little while, and they've given me the confidence to just come back in again. So it's not always easy, but it's definitely a privilege when you have that pressure.
Do you carry that comfortably going into a team, knowing you're one of the senior players, the experienced players, and knowing that the other players are going to look to you for your experience and your advice? Is that a comfortable space for you to be in, Renee?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, that's my character. I just love helping people. And I think that just comes, it's just easy to be able to help people when I'm willing to help. And so when I came into this team, that's all I thought about was, man, how can I help these ladies with my experience and the knowledge that I've gained over my 13-plus years to help them grow as people and more so as a player. So I'm very honoured and blessed to be in this group to be able to do that.
Renee Woodman-Wickliffe is our guest ahead of Opiki's final coming up at Eden Park this afternoon. Are you expecting to get much grief from Manawa as far as lip's concerned? Because, of course, you're a former Manawa player. Are they going to start calling you a traitor and laying into you that way, do you think, Renee?
Yeah, I mean, when they first saw me in the Blues jersey, they didn't even know. I didn't tell. I think I told the head coach and one other player. And, I mean, they seen me and they did. There was a few things that they did say to me, but, hey, that's a part of the game and the banter. And I just had to remind them that at the end of the day, I'm just willing to give back as much as I can for the game and for the woman to grow in this game. So I had to look at it that way. But other than that, I still love the Chiefs and those ladies that have helped me as well.
You've experienced a lot in your time as a player. You've been around the block, and what you would have done is experientially seen the rise and rise of the women's game right to where it sits now. What an impressive time to be around watching the way this game has blossomed. What to you has been the biggest thing about experiencing this generational change, Renee?
I think just what the individuals that I've seen so far, like the likes of Caitlin Vahakolo, like their superpowers, what they're bringing into the game. And the game's forever evolving, so it's faster, it's getting faster, and there's people out there that are getting stronger and fitter, way fitter than when I first started. So there's just a lot more excitement. And the likes of Caitlin, she's powerful, she's fast, and she's my daughter's idol, so that's crazy as well. Not me or Portia, but anyway, it's another story.
Please tell me you send her to a room without any dinner to think about what she said.
Well, the funny thing is that she's more excited to come and watch Caitlin than me being on the bench or playing. So I'm like, hey, she's happy to come watch the Blues and watch Caitlin, so that's fine.
Isn't parenthood a wonderful, wonderful thing? And just
they have no filter, that's for sure.
No, they don't. That's why they're so delightful. And just on that, and one last thing, who else amongst your team do you think the Chiefs Manawa should be concerned about? And with you girls, with Manawa, who do you look to as being possibly the problematic player? And I'm like, they're everywhere. To identify a couple is probably pretty tough. But who would they be?
In our team?
Yeah, in your team, the Goody, and in Manawa as well.
Yeah, well, that's what you just said. It's hard to pinpoint who that is. I'd say the whole team, to be honest. And I'm not going to lie about it, so I have to be honest here. The whole team, and the individually, they just bring a different part of the game, and just being in the environment, and I'm such an observer, so I like to just see how people operate on and off the field. And in this group, this amazing wahine in here, and I guess with the Chiefs as well, they're the same. It's just really hard to pinpoint who are the amazing players. But they have great leaders in the Chiefs. They have Kennedy Simons. She's a great leader. She leads from the front. We've got a great leader in our side, a couple of great leaders in our side. We've got Maya. We've got Lohe DeMont, to name a few. We've got Liana. So it's just really hard to name. But all of them across the field is, yeah.
Been a real pleasure talking to you, Renee, and I'm really looking forward to your daughter listening to this and giving her the evil eye before you send her to her room. Thanks very much for your time. Best of luck, skill, talent, application. You go well.
Can I just say one thing? Or we got?
Yes, you can.
Can I just say that whoever's listening, to please come down and support women's rugby. It's going to be a great game, and if not, it's live on TikTok. So come down and see us play some amazing football.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.